You have heard, no doubt, over the last few days about the mess at the Baltimore City Detention Center where, to coin a phrase, the inmates truly appeared to be running the asylum. Arnette Gaston is a clinical psychologist and prison gang expert who has studied prisons around the country and tries to help maintain security and control there. He joins us on the WBAL Newsline. Good morning, Dr. Gaston.
Good morning.
You've studied these places all over the country, even by those standards. You ever seen anything like this where the inmates were literally running the place and having sex with the prison guards on a fairly free basis?
Nothing to this extent. Not to this scope. No. I've been in this business a little over 50 years, and as a practitioner and a researcher, and I've never seen anything to this scope where this is so much voluntary involvement on the part of the staff.
What does it reflect? Does it reflect institutional lapses? I would assume they would have to be in there somewhere. Or does it affect the changing scope of the criminal justice system? To what can we attribute this?
Well, there are a couple of things that we can attribute it to, particularly when we see, while this has happened in other areas of the country, not to this extent, but what we find generally is, first of all, There is a different mindset among the keepers and the kept. There was a time there was a relatively large demarcation between those who were locked up, who usually came from the lower socioeconomic strata, and those who had the jobs of guarding, which were more middle-class people. Well, that has changed. And as more groups, more ethnic groups, more racial groups have achieved equality, particularly in the job market, we're finding more of those who are representative of one group is now being found to be representative in the other. So you have a closer affiliation of the two groups. Even in my personal situation, over the years as a younger person working in these facilities, in the 60s into the 70s and 80s, I was surprised how many people I actually knew, some who I grew up with, who were now incarcerated. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying there's a fine line between the guards and the inmates that they're guarding?
Well, let me say this. There is a fine line. It is much finer than what it used to be. Mm-hmm. However, the diminution of that line is no excuse for some of the behaviors that these people have engaged in. Another thing, too, our gangs have become more sophisticated, much more organized. You know, gangs actually, they're nothing new to a jail or prison system. Most of the gangs in America originated in our prisons along ethnic and racial lines in order to provide protection, but they have evolved. Some may say they have devolved to the point where they're now engaged in many criminal activities, such as is found in the Baltimore facility. Now, let me say this. This has happened in other places, but not to the extent, not to the scope, and certainly not to the level of voluntary participation on the part of staff. And the question that many of us in the field are asking, how was this not known to the establishment, to the hierarchy? Most major facilities, and Baltimore is a major facility by any standard, they should have some internal mechanism. We usually call them SRGs, security risk groups, where you have a cadre of staff who are specifically trained to develop intelligence, to assess it, and to intervene so that situations like these don't get out of hand. And I, for one, I'm really surprised that no one seems to have done anything about it. Although it seems to be general knowledge of what was happening, and my question is, why didn't they intervene?
That seems to be the $64,000 question that's being asked over and over. Thank you, Dr. Gaston. Arnette Gaston, PhD, clinical psychologist and prison gang expert. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.